Power has now been restored to nearly all the areas affected by this past week's blackout. Perhaps the quickest recovery was in New York City, where subways were running on schedule yesterday. The Midwest has lagged somewhat, yet in Detroit, electricity has come back for most people days sooner than officials had warned it might. But there are lingering problems from the mass outage. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this update.
In New York, sanitation workers have been picking up mounds of spoiled food. Food stores and restaurants were among the hardest-hit businesses, and eateries are still dealing with the water supply damage during the outage. One county in Michigan banned restaurants from reopening. Other officials have simply ordered staff to boil whatever water they use. The same applies for thousands of residents in Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario, Canada. Millions of residents are also being urged to continue conserving energy, even foregoing air conditioning despite stifling heat. Officials say power lines remain fragile. A misstep in the restoration could plunge people back into darkness. Some utilities threaten to impose rolling blackouts if necessary, but a number of officials say power use has been less than normal as customers seem to comply with their requests. There is also political fallout from the blackout, and it is harsh in Canada. The power failure posed the biggest test to the country's emergency services since the 9/11 attacks, and opposition leaders are charging the government failed. Even aides to Prime Minister Jean Chrétien were reduced to writing official statements by hand by candlelight because the Prime Minister's office did not have an emergency generator. Emergency phone systems also failed. While power is mostly back on in Ontario, officials warn normalcy is still days away. And it's unclear if Toronto will have subway service in time for Monday's rush hour. Economists are still tallying the economic toll for the Northeast. The New York Times reports that losses in personal income for that city's residents could top $500 million. The blackout and the vulnerabilities of the U.S. power grid also dominated a gathering of the nation's governors this weekend. But in a sign of how difficult it will be to address the problem, the group's chairman said competing regional interests mean it's unlikely the governors will reach any consensus. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.